ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः श्रीहरिम् परमानन्दम् उपदेष्टारमीश्वरम् व्यापकम् सर्वलोकानाम् कारणम् तम् नमाम्यहम्। नोत्पद्यते विना ज्ञानम् विचारेणान्यसाधनैः यथा पदार्थभानम् हि प्रकाशेन विना क्वचित् कोऽहम् कथमिदम् जातम् को वै कर्तास्य विद्यते उपादानम् किमस्तीह विचारस्सोऽयमीदृशः। So in the 11th verse, Shankar Bhagavatpada emphasizes the self-enquiry, the enquiry into the nature of the truth as the only means for knowledge, which is ascertained vision. He says, vicharena vina anya sadhanaihi jnanam na utpadyate. Knowledge does not rise by any other means except this vichara. Enquiry is the only means. And what does the enquiry mean here? How he says, yatha padartha jnanam prakashena vina क्वचित् न भवति। सो पदार्थभानम् मीन्स् द शैनिङ्ग् आफ् एन् आब्जेक्ट्, ओपेक् आब्जेक्ट् इस् इम्पासिबल् विथौट् दि लैट्। सिमिलर्लि दि भानम् आल्सो मीन्स् ज्ञानम्। विथौट् दि नालेज् आफ् एन् आब्जेक्ट्, the object does not come to light. An object cannot shine. An object of knowledge cannot shine, cannot be existent without, cannot have shine, come to light without the knowledge of the object being there. Isn't it? It is the knowledge which brings the object to light. Similarly, what is that which is important for the knowledge of the self to rise? It is the vichara. Na anya sadhanaihi. Performance of karma cannot be the means. Accumulation of punyam cannot be the means. Living an ethic dharma, living a life of values is important, but that will not be the means. Following disciplines is very important, but following disciplines is not the means. Study of this, no, like that, whatever we do, anything, any karma, any other sadhanam is important, but that is not the end, that is not the means for jnanam. What is it which is required for jnanam? It is the vicharaha. So enquiry into the nature of the reality or anchor into the nature of the self means is the only means for the rising of the knowledge. Means enquiry is what now? It is subjects, the enquiry into the subject matter of the Shastram is the enquiry into the subject, nature of the reality. Because there is no way of enquiry, otherwise there is no enquiry. Okay, vicharaha, atmaswarupa vicharaha, or brahmaswarupa vicharaha means enquiry into the nature of the reality means enquiry into the subject matter of the Shastram. Shastra vishaya vicharaha eva swarupa vicharaha. There is no other vichara. So Shankara introduces the term vicharaha. The importance of vichara is introduced in the 11th verse. In the 12th verse, he starts, he says, what is vicharaha? What is this vichara? He says, self-inquiry does not mean just asking the question, who I am. Okay, self-enquiry or inquiry into the nature of the reality, which is the only means for the rising of the knowledge, which alone will result in knowledge, he says, that vichara is kaha aham. Okay, enquiry into the nature of the truth of the self, kaha aham. The koham, that stands for individual analysis. Koham, that question stands for individual analysis. Then katham idam jatam, how this universe has come into existence, how this universe is born, this is enquiry into the truth of the Ishvara, which means samashti vicharaha. So vyashti vicharaha is indicated by the word koham. Katham idam jatam is what now? That is what now? Samashti vicharaha. See, the vicharaha involves all these things. Enquiry does not mean enquiry into the, just ask one question, who am I? Enquiry is a complete thing. It involves many things. Enquiry into the nature truth of the individual. Enquiry into the truth of the total, Ishvara, samashti. So, vyashti vicharaha or samashti vicharaha. Thereafter, kaha vai karta asya vidyate. Ko vai, we have done this one already?
Yeah.
Okay. Kaha vai karta asya vidyate. Who is the karta? Who is the creator? Kaha vai karta asya vidyate means who is the creator of this universe? That means what now? Karta what now? Nimitta karana vicharaha. Enquiry into the what now? Truth of the intelligent cause. Okay. Then upadanam kimasti iha. What is the material available here for this creation? What is the material? Upadanam kim? That is upadana karana vicharaha. Enquiring into the material cause is no enquiry into the nature of the material cause. Enquiry into the nature of the intelligent cause. Thereby what enquiry into the nature truth of the Ishvara, the totality, and enquiry into the nature of the self, which is individual analysis. So all of them, okay, the four aspects are mentioned here. Vicharaha involves four aspects. What are the four aspects here? Individual analysis and analysis of the total. Analysis of the total in the form of analysis of the efficient or the intelligent cause and the material cause. Okay? Four factors are involved in this vicharaha. Then, and he elaborates on, He introduces the vicharaha being the only means for jnanam in 11th verse, and what is vicharaha is said in the 12th verse, and he briefly presents the vichara from the verse 13 to 17. Okay, we'll see them. Naham bhuta gano dehaha.
Naham bhuta gano dehaha.
Naham chakshaganastatha.
Naham
chakshaganastatha. Yetadvilakshanah kaschit.
Yetadvilakshanah kaschit.
So, vicharasoyami drishaha.
Vicharasoyami drishaha.
So, the 13th verse, he presents the individual analysis using drik drishya viveka prakriya. He does not use the prakriya, okay, but the very introduction of his verse, presentation of his verse involves what? Drik drishya vivekaha. Through the discriminative understanding of distinguishing knowledge of the self from the non-self, isn't one arrives at the self being distinct from the anatma, the body maintenance complex, which is a product of elements. Isn't it? This is called what now? Individual analysis. And how do you arrive at it there? Na aham bhuta ganaha dehaha. I am, because the whole world is object of knowledge. There is no I-sense in the objects external to the physical body. But I-sense is there in the physical body. Therefore, this physical body, and he negates as what now? Na aham. This is bhuta sangaha. This is a combination of the elements. Therefore, bhuta sangaha is what now? This physical body, dehaha. And na aham cha akshaganaha. There he rejects what now? He also negates. Aksham means indriyam. Akshaganaha means what now? Not even the sense powers, or you know, the five powers of sense organs, and also the bahya jnana indriyani are five sense powers, and antara jnana indriyani means what now? You can say the entire mind, involving mind, intellect, memory and ahankara. Even I am not any of them. You have to remember. Aksham means indriyam. Indriyam means what now? This sense power. And how many he involves here? Five external sense powers. The seeing power, hearing power, power of smelling, power of taste, power of touch. There are bahya indriyani. And what about the antara jnana indriyani? We have the whole mind. The whole mind, if you take them as, you know, manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha. Okay, even ahankara, all of them are also what now actually sense powers only. You have to take them as what now? Antara jnana indriyani. There is an internal sense organ, you can say mind. Internal instrument of knowledge. The internal instrument of knowledge is mind, involving four factors. As mind, intellect, memory and ahankara. They are all what now? Instruments of knowledge only. And external sense instruments of knowledge are what we say, five senses. So all the nine of them are included here what now? Akshaganaha. I am not the mind, nor am I what now? All the subtle aspects of the subtle body. Okay? Therefore. And yet the vilakshanaha kaschit. He does not talk about the karnasharam here because the cause is in the form of effect. Okay? Therefore, vilakshanaha, I itself am distinct, distinct, different from this known physical body, mind, sense complex, which are all the products of elements, the matter. Ayam vicharaha is what now? Individual analysis, is it? Which involves drik drishya vivekaha, subject-object discrimination. Isn't it? Discriminative knowledge of the knower and the known is what now? Is involved in this individual analysis. Then, ajnana prabhavam sarvam. Prabhavam sarvam jnanena praviliyate. Na praviliyate. Sankalpo vividah karta.
Sankalpo
vividah karta. Vicharasso yami drishaha.
Vicharasso yami
drishaha. Now, in the 13th verse, he briefly presented the discriminative knowledge of the knower and the known, isn't it? With using drishyaveka prakriya, and which is individual analysis. In the 14th verse, he presents briefly samashti vicharaha, which is enquiry into the Ishvara, truth of the Ishvara, the totality. And how does he say here? What does he say? Ajnana prabhavam sarvam. Jnanena praviliyate. The first line, he introduces upadana karanam. Is it? Upadana karana vicharaha. Upadana karana vicharaha. Enquiry into the material cause of the universe is introduced in the first line. The second line is nimitta karana vicharaha. Second line, he introduces what now? Nimitta karana vicharaha. Okay? Which this upadana nimitta karana yoho vicharaha, the enquiry into the material and the efficient causes of the universe, becomes what? Enquiry into the totality, nature, truth of the totality, which is samashti vicharaha. Okay? I think we started last class, here we stopped, I think. We have not completed it.
Swamiji, before we go on, would you mind just saying, sa ayam idrishaha?
Vicharaha. Ayam vicharaha. This indeed is that vichara. The saha ayam, saha means that, ayam means this. Vicharaha is a masculine gender word. Therefore, this is the vicharaha. Enquiry means, he wants to say, enquiry, vicharaha, I am vicharaha, this is the vicharaha, this is how vicharaha should be done. This is how vicharaha should be done. Enquiry means, what is enquiry? Because many people think, just ask this question, who am I, and finished. No, vicharaha means, the enquiry, which is the only means for the jnana utpatti, involves all these things. Therefore, this is the enquiry. This is part of enquiry. This is also enquiry. He is telling that.
Idrisha.
This is how. Idrisha means, this is how. This is how individual, this is what is individual analysis. This indeed is that total analysis. This indeed is that individual analysis. This indeed is that total analysis. I thought I've already told you, that's why I just jumped quick. It's already, I wanted to always, you know, it's called, I'm using his Simha Avalokana Nyaya. Before we come to the present class, we should review what is there, what has been said earlier. Isn't it? If we won't come here, because you have to see how Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada is so particular about the methodology, enquiry means involves all these things. This is scriptural analysis. This is how Shastram helps you to have analysis, analyze. If analysis is not Shastra oriented, Shastra based, isn't it? Then there is no analysis. Analysis of the subject matter of the Shastram is, this is how subject analysis, subject matter of the Shastram is analyzed. If this is not the analysis, if this is not the way this analysis, there is no analysis. That is not acceptable as analysis. Imagine. Otherwise clarity cannot dawn. That's his firm thing. Okay, but he's going to elaborate on these things. But now he, in, for always there's a brief presentation, isn't it? So entire subject matter has to be briefly presented and then elaborated. Then it has to be presented again. So it's a brief presentation here. Okay. Now, this first line of the 14th verse presents the upadana karana vicharaha. Second line of the 14th verse presents nimitta karana vicharaha. So he says, sarvam, sarvam idam sarvam. This entire, all this that is here, this entire cosmos, whenever idam, when you say in this Vedanta, you mean what? This universe. And this universe, when you say this, immediately it is indicated by what now? The idam, the pronoun idam, this always indicates an object of knowledge. Idam means anything, everything other than you is what? Idam. Therefore, the pronoun idam itself indicates what? No, the known, the object of knowledge. Idam sarvam, this entire universe, which is an object of knowledge, it's available for objectification, is what now? Ajnana prabhavam. Ajnana prabhavam means what now? It is born of ajnanam. And how long does this universe exist? Isn't it? Jnanena praviliyate. Okay? Jnanena praviliyate. It resolves in the wake of knowledge. Now we have to give two meanings here. Ajnana prabhavam means ajnanam, you can say the matter, the maya, is of the nature of inertness. Therefore, what now? Ajnana prabhavam. It is a product of maya. It's a modified form of maya. From maya, elements came into existence. From the elements, gunas, sattva, rajas, tama, gunas, what now? We have this subtle and gross universe have come into existence. Therefore, it is all product of maya, one meaning. Okay. And how long does it exist? Isn't it? In the wake of the knowledge of the truth, this universe will resolve. And another meaning is ajnanam, ajnana prabhavam. Okay, it is like what? When you see, when this universe is, the ignorance in the, when there is ignorance, ignorance of the rope, okay? In ignorance of the rope is what now? Is the cause for, ignorance of the rope is the cause for the perception of the snake. Isn't it? Perception of the snake. You see this snake. Why do you see the snake? Upon the rope. Ignorance of the rope. Ignorance of what is the cause for perception of what is. Isn't it? It's a cause for your perception of whatever you perceive. So ignorance of the rope is the cause for the perception of the rope, snake. Therefore, what now? Ignorance, it is ignorance of what is the reality, what the reality is in fact is the cause for this whole jagat being perceived as real. Ajnana prabhavam. And in the wake of the knowledge of the rope, the knowledge in the wake of the knowledge of the rope, snake resolves in the rope. In the wake of the knowledge of the rope, being the rope, snake resolves in the very rope. Snake disappears in the very rope. Is it clear now? Similarly, ajnana prabhavam sarvam. And this whole universe which seems to be real will resolve in the wake of the knowledge of what is. Now this universe enjoys the reality. It seems to be very much real because of the ignorance of what is. And the wake of knowledge of what is, this universe will resolve. Like what? In the wake of the knowledge of the rope being rope, the snake will resolve in the rope. But it is the ignorance of the rope which is the cause for the appearance of the snake. See, Shankara, it'll handle differently things here. Okay? And one more thing you have to say. Then, ajnana prabhavam sarvam jnanena praviliyate. But have you got it now? I get Maya said. And even the ajnanam, how in ajnanam, how in the wake of the knowledge of the rope, the snake resolves in the rope, it is exactly like, its ignorance of the waker is the sleep. What is sleep? Ignorance of the waker is the sleep. In sleep, there is no knowledge of the waker. In sleep, the dream appears, isn't it? What is the cause for the perception of the dream? You see the dream world. The dream world appears when you are dreaming. In dream, the dream world appears. The dream world appears is real for you only when you are asleep. So being asleep is what? Being ignorant of the waker. Being asleep is being ignorant of the waker. So ignorance of the waker is what now? Is the cause for the dream world. Okay? The dream world is born of what now? The sleep, the ignorance of the waker. Do you see this? And when does the dream world resolve? Praviliyate. The dream world resolves when? In the wake of the knowledge of the waker. Sleep resolves. Ignorance goes. In the wake of the knowledge of the waker, ignorance, isn't it? The sleep, ignorance goes, then do you see the dream world anymore. Dream world is resolved in the waker. Understand now? Ajnana Prabhavam. Similarly, in the even there is ignorance of the self, when the, in the absence of, in the presence of the ignorance of the self, Atma Ajnane Sati, Idam Jagat Asti. Understand? Vishvasya Ajnane Sati. In the presence of the ignorance of the waker, Swapra Prapanchaha Asti. Vishvasya Jnane Sati, Swapra Prapanchaha Praviliyate. In the wake of the knowledge of the waker, in the presence of the waker, in the wake of the knowledge of the waker, the Swapna Prapancha resolves. Similarly, in the presence of the ignorance of the self, this world appears. This world was no appears. Ajnana Prabhavam. In the wake of the knowledge of the self, this world will resolve. How? Remember here. Remember Dakshinamurti, first shloka. Like what? Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam. This whole universe is like the reflected city in the mirror. Then Swapna Nagari Iva. Like the dream world. Yasakshat kurute prabodha samaye, and waking up from sleep, sakshat kurute, he sees, he takes the ownership, he sees himself being non-dual. In sleep, there was duality. The different, the dream world is different. I am one of the beings chased, chased in the dream world. I am part of this, isn't it? And then there was a duality in dream. When I was sleeping, there was dream world. I was different from the world. World was different from me. I saw the world outside of me. The dream world appeared outside of me. Why? The world appeared outside of me. The world appeared real, dream world appeared real for me. Why? Because of the sleep. And the sleep implies what? Ignorance of the waker. Ajnana Prabhavam. What now? Idam. Ajnana Prabhavam. Prabodha samaye sva atmanam advayam pashyati. Sakshat kurute. Yes, sakshat kurute. Prabodha samaye sva atmanam eva advayam. On waking up from sleep, he sees the self being non-dual. Where is the swapna prapanchaha? Where is the dream world? Which was very much real, the experience of which you cannot deny even after waking up. You still have the experience of the world, dream world, still you are able to talk about your experiences, but those experiences and the experience of the world, you can talk about, but you see that dream world is not other than you. Jnane praviliyate. Jnanena praviliyate. In the wake of, by the knowledge of this waker, in the wake of our knowledge of the waker, the dream world resolves. Similarly, Atma Ajnane Sati, when there is ignorance of the self or ignorance of Brahman, Brahma Ajnane Sati, Atma Ajnane Sati, when there is ignorance of the truth, reality or the self, this whole jagat appears to be real outside, as though it is outside of you. Atma Jnane Sati, in the wake of the knowledge of the truth, the whole prapancha will resolve. Is it now? Therefore, ajnana prabhavam jnanena praviliyate. Is it clear? This is the... Okay. Brahman being the material cause of the universe, or Ishvara being the material cause of the universe, okay, upadana karana vichara. This is, okay, there is no material other than you for the dream world. Okay, that means we will understand that later. Then next, sankalpo vividha karta.
Sankalpo vividha karta.
No, sankalpaha vividha karta. This second, this quarter of the line, isn't it? Involves nimitta karana vicharaha. So, who is the nimitta karanam of the intelligent cause of the universe? Enquiry into the intelligent cause of the universe. So, karta. The word karta, as a jiva, karta means what? Samsari. Who is a samsari? One who thinks I am the doer, isn't it? I am the doer. With that notion, he is a samsari jivaha. Isn't it? The one who is bound by time and space, the limited individual, an ignorant individual, who has the notion he is the doer, is a karta there. But here, the karta does not mean the individual here. Here the karta is what now? The creator of the universe, who is non-bound, okay, ever free creator of the universe. Generally, karta means samsari jiva. And here karta means what now? Asamsari Ishwaraha. Creator, karta is a creator of the universe. Here the word karta does not mean the doer, does not mean the limited ignorant individual. It is what now? Ever free Ishvara. Karta. Creator of the universe. Is it? You know, intelligent cause of the universe. Efficient cause of the universe. He says, Karta is Ishvaraha. Isn't it? Fine. But he, Shankara says, Vividaha Sankalpaha Karta. Look at this. Vividaha Sankalpaha Karta. Something I had to very carefully handle it here. Okay, intelligent cause is Ishvara, but he says, Vividaha Sankalpaha Karta. Efficient cause. Who is the efficient, intelligent cause of the universe? Of course, we always say Ishvara, the Lord. Lord alone is not the intelligent cause. He adds a little more. Lord means what now? The law and order. The knowledge, the pure knowledge manifest in the form of law and order is Ishvara. As a Ishvara, isn't it? And he was to understand one more thing. Because there's also karma. What is the reason for this universe to become manifest? It's also karma. Samashti prarabdha karma is the cause for the manifestation of the universe. Samashti prarabdham karma phalam. All the individuals, so many karmas, actions have been performed by so many individuals. And all those karmas have produced phalam. And all samashti prarabdha karma phalam. See, vyashti prarabdha karma phalam is the cause for the assumption of this physical body. For the physical body to become manifest. For the samashti sthula prapancha, and the suksha prapancha, for them, for this jagat to become manifest again, what is the cause? It's also samashti prarabdham karma. It is the karma phalam, because the karma phalam has to be exhausted for the exhaustion of the samashti prarabdha karma phalam. All the jivas have to become manifest. Therefore, the whole universe has to become manifest. It is karma. Karma also. But karma itself cannot. What now? Karma itself cannot be the cause. Karma has to be, what now? Backed by intelligence. Like what? Because Ishvara, otherwise, what happens? We'll put the blame on Ishvara. For all that I'm going through, if you say Ishvara is the creator of the universe. Ishvara is very, very partial. If he has created, means he must have used his will. And when he uses his will, and he could have thought of creating everybody as a happy individual, and there are some people who are miserable, some are happy, and all the places are not the same, and all of them should have been what? No, highly conscious of dharma, Rama Rajyam. Everything must have been properly set. Because when you decide to build a house and you plan so well, you see when you want to make a house for yourself, you see that house doesn't have any problem. All the facilities, all the comforts, and make use of the place also. How well you design and how nicely you plan it and do it. You see that you make the best of your thing. You put in all your thinking and you want to have it the most comfortable place. If Bhagavan also has used his will and he could have done that. But it is not the same. All are not happy, all are unhappy, and all are not intelligent, all are not ignorant, dull. And people, different diseases and different problems and different emotional problems. And different types of problems, all of them, why did he create? And we will say, Bhagavan has ragadveshas. And we will put our own blames, okay? Bhagavan also has ragadveshas. Therefore, we'll be very careful. Ishvara is the creator, means, of course, without Ishvara, karma cannot be the cause of the universe. Karma cannot, you know, be instrumental in for having this universe manifested. But still, it is also what now? Ishvara has to be there, but according to the karma, this universe is there. Is it now? It is the karma palam. Why the universe is what it is. Why the world is what it is. Why people are what they are. Why things are as they are. I tell you, even before the baby is born, no, umpteen billions of data are decoded in the gene, isn't it? Similarly, here, before even the whole Jagat comes into manifestation, all the problems are already decoded. They all have to be exhausted. Which time tsunami should come? When? Where? Earthquake? Which age should the disease come? When it should, we don't know where it is. That is why, isn't it unpredictable? The gene has everything decoded. The whole life, which age should the white hair should start coming? Which time? Decoded in the gene. Similarly, which time, what problem should occur in society? Everything is all decoded, isn't it? Similarly, the whole universe on a karma palam. The whole karma, isn't it? The karma alone, the fructification of karma, for the exhaustion of karma palam, karma, isn't it? This Jagat is manifest. Therefore, when you say Ishvara is the mitta karanam, without the Ishvara, karma cannot be mere, isn't it, instrumental for the manifestation of the universe. But it's not just the Ishvara alone. That means what? Ishvara doesn't have any ragadveshas. It's according to one's own karma. One's birth is, one's problems are, one's life is determined by one's own karma also. In keeping with the punyam and papam, whatever you have accumulated. Similarly, in keeping the samashtu punya papams of the individuals, the whole Jagat is manifest. Is it clear now? In fact, Swamiji used to give this example. When the Chief Justice, he really, when he delivers this judgment, the judgment is what? In keeping with whatever the law book says. There's no, his personal ragadveshas are not there. Whoever is judged, isn't it? What judgment he deserves. He gets it. And his judgment is not according to his whims and fancies, not according to his likes and dislikes. Oh, he is my friend, let me really help him to do it. No, whatever the law book says, according to the law, penal code, isn't it? Law, whatever judgment has to be done, has to be done. So it, without him, the chief justice, the book alone, the law book cannot decide the, what now, whether he should be punished or released. The judgment cannot be decided just by the law book. The chief justice must be sitting there as intelligent being. He should touch the book, he should read the law, he should study the law, he should know the law. He makes this, isn't it? He delivers his judgment, declares his judgment. But not by his own likes and dislikes, but in keeping with the law. There's no ragadveshas on the part of the Chief Justice. The law book without the Chief Justice cannot, what no, present the judgment. But the judgment is not just by the judge. Similarly, in keeping with the punya papas alone, what now? Whole jagat has come into existence, but not just, isn't it? Without Ishvara, just the karma cannot be instrumental for the manifestation of the universe. But it is Ishvara with karma also. Nimitta karanam. Nimitta karanam includes what now? Ishvara samashti prarabdha karma phalam. Which means Ishvara being pure knowledge, and pure knowledge is Ishvara, and the law and order also is Ishvara. Which is samashti prarabdha karma phalam. That what is that which determines the samashti prarabdha karma phalam, the law and order? That's the Ishvara. Okay? Then. So, then, what is the cause for the karma? What is that which impels the action, first of all? Karma phalam is because of karma. What is that which really impels the karma? Kamaha, desire. Desire also is what now? Nimitta karanam. But for the desire, how desire, the passion, the strong desire, which impels the action, because of which the action is possible. That for the desire, sankalpaha. To come to this point, I have to tell you this much. Sankalpaha. Here is the sankalpaha. What is sankalpaha? The mental impression. Caused by what? The life is nothing but life of experiences. Anything experienced once, anything done once and causes the impression, and then that impression leads to dwell upon that object. Dhyanam. Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kamaha kamakrodho bijayate. I want to go to the next verse. Krodhat bhavati sammohaha sammohat smriti vibhramaha. And like that, that's a different thing. But generally what you have to understand, how kamaha, a desire occurs. The fruit of the action is because of the action, and action is because of desire, and desire is because of sankalpa. What is sankalpa? Once there is experience of something, that experience, what no, results in mental impression. Then you start thinking of that object, dwelling upon that object. One day I went to IKEA and saw something and came. We went to buy a small thing. And I saw a few things. Only once. And then even though so many things we saw, so many things I forgot also, a few things are sitting here. In the form of what? What are they useful for? How they'll be nice? If they are here, how they'll make this, you know, our things easier? This is called dhyanam. Okay? Vastu dhyanam. Vishya dhyanam. long ago gone, but Vishaya Dhyanam. I was ignorant of that object being available in IKEA. Then no problem, isn't it? And then once you see that and you come to know, oh, this is possible. I know how it can be used, because there's a manual available also. How it can be used, how it can be made, what all the problems it will solve, what problems it will cause if it is not there. No, the whole, all these things, all the data I collected about a given object sold there, started work now. The all experience, okay? The data, not only just the object, all the data go with that object. Now what become what now? Here the mind samskara, in my mind. Once experienced, and that becomes what now? Then I think of the object. When I'm preoccupied with something, it's okay. When a thing is there, it can think about it. The mind can jump, readily available, to looking for tire time to come and then to remind you. Then by Vishaya Dhyanam, there's a constant, no? Then you think about it. Then Vishaya Dhyanam, no, I should have it. It's worth having it. I should have it. I should get it. Ring somebody who can take me to IKEA. Go. It's called what now? Sankalpa. Okay? Sankalpaha is what now? The lingering desire. Which is what now? Which is the value. The lingering value for a given object, once experienced, the value. I don't have it, but still I have value for that object means what? Finished. Then I am possessed by that object. The lingering value for a given object, isn't it? Which you think you are going to become the possessor of the object, but you are already possessed by that object. So being possessed by the objects which we have value for, once experienced, is called what? Sankalpaha. And then not one sankalpa. My God. Vividhaha sankalpaha. So the lingering value for objects. Vividhaha sankalpaha, not one thing. We have value for so many things. So many things. Coffee percolator, corner table, isn't it? A nail cutter, so many things, so, not only one thing, so many things. And people come to these places where multicultural society is living, and the one day, you know, in the Chinese restaurant, that restaurant, Italian cushion, my God, so many things. Once experienced, becomes what now? Lingering value. The lingering value, isn't it? How does it come? If you don't pay attention, you can't help. That's because already dhyanam. Vishaya dhyanam. Why Vishaya dhyanam is? You cannot think of an object if you have not known at all. Once experienced, which results in the dwelling upon the object, which results in having a lingering value for the object, that, because what now? Sankalpa. And that sankalpa alone results in the desire. That desire results in karma. karma results in phalam. That phalam has to be exhausted. Okay, like that. What is the unfulfilled desires? Unfulfilled sankalpas. When a person dies, you know what all sankalpa the person had. What all desires unfulfilled he had. Even the sankalpa which has not become the desire also. And also what now? All the karma palams that person had also. All of them what now? Samashti level. They contribute. They work together as nimitta karanam. Understand? Vividaha. Vividaha sankalpaha. Vividaha sankalpaha. Varieties of sankalpa. Okay. Value for varieties of objects experienced is sankalpa. And which results in form of desire and karma. Hello. So all of them become what now? Nimitta karanam. Is it clear now? Nimitta karanam. For the karta, he says, he does not talk directly. Karta, the creator of the universe is Ishvara. It's okay. But he wants to include what? Sankalpaha vividaha karta. It is the sankalpa, this variety of, you know, the value for varieties of objects is what now? The efficient cause. The value for objects involves what? Knowledge. Without the knowledge, isn't it? There cannot be sankalpa. Knowledge means experience, isn't it? That involves also what now? The experiencer, the knower. Therefore, karta, the creator, when you say Ishvara, the creator, is the one, isn't it, an intelligent cause of the whole universe. But still, it's not just the Ishvara, because we have to understand why Ishvara, isn't it? Why the intelligent causes? Creator means we can think Ishvara has Vagadveshas. When you see the, isn't it, inequality in the universe, there's lots of differences. Nothing is this, not everything is the same. With all the differences, all the sufferings, all the pains and pleasures and then everything. Why these differences? Why can't Bhagavan make all of us happy and peaceful? Why should there be something called recession at all? Why should there be a poverty? Why should there be suffering? Why should there be all these things? Why should there not be only happiness, peace and then prosperity? Bhagavan is not partial. Bhagavan has no ragadveshas. Bhagavan is free from the cold of ragadveshas. Isn't it? But it is without Ishvara, the consciousness. The law alone cannot determine. But the law, it's not just the Ishvara, in keeping with one's punya papas, one's karma phalam. No, the life is ordained. So the jagat is also manifest. This whole jagat is manifest. Why there is creation means, why the universe should manifest at all? Absolutely for the exertion of punya papas. Samashti Parabdha Karma Phalam. Is it clear now? Then, next thing comes. When did the first creation start? So, what is the first experience which is the cause for my first sankalpa and first desire and first action? When is it? That question should not arise at all. Why? It is in the cyclic process. When you say it's a beginningless, endless, continuous cyclic process, you can never talk about the beginning and the end. Therefore, you cannot talk about the middle also. I told you already, even in some other class, when you take a given segment, a given unit, a given aspect of the creation, you can talk about the beginning and the end. When was he born? Somebody passed away. When was he born? Oh, 1916. When did he die? 2011. Not bad. Good life. In between, good and bad thing we discuss about the person. And most of the after death we discuss only like to discuss only good things. Finished. You talked about the whole, isn't it? Beginning and the end of a given individual segment of the total creation. When you talk about where did he come from, isn't it? From his father. Father and son, isn't it? Mother. And who are, where, before his father and mother, before that father and mother, if you go like that, there was, must have been a first father, okay? And any first father must have had the father. There's no first father. A father must have existed for me to be a son today. I'm here, it's a proof I had a father. And every father must have had a father. There's no fatherless father. That means what? You can never talk about the beginning and the end, the process of the cyclic process. The whole universe is unmanifest, again becomes manifest. Again it becomes unmanifest, again it becomes manifest. What prompts the manifestation? Samashtika Parabdha Karma Palam. What prompts you to wake up from sleep? Your Parabdha Karma Palam. Every day waking up from sleep is to exhaust your that day's karma palam, Parabdha Karma Palam. And the day you don't wake up from sleep, there's the end of Parabdha Karma Palam. That's not mean the end of life. Again, new Prarabdha should begin. Similarly, with the Jagat also, now you can to see the whole Samashti level. Samashti Prarabdha Karma Palam, isn't it? One point ends. Again, what now? Resolution. Again, manifestation. Again, resolution. Again, manifestation. It's a constant cyclic process, continuous cyclic process. You can never talk about the beginning, the first of the creation. You can never talk about the end of creation. There's no creation, there's a manifestation, there's a beginning and the end. It's a cyclic. And therefore, you cannot talk about the middle also. How can you talk about the middle? Which is the middle of the creation? Life. We talk about the middle-aged, not about the middle of your lives. No. Therefore, Is it clear now? So this is only brief analysis. Samashti vichara. It's only brief, isn't it? After 14 verses we have to start. We'll start like this. Okay. Sankalpaha vividaha karta. Now, efficient cause means, do you understand all these things? Vicharaha saha ayam idrishaha. This is how. Okay, this is the sort of vicharaha. This is the vicharaha. This is how the analysis of the nimitta karanam. This is how the analysis of the material cause, upadana karana. He presents it as, what is analysis? Individual analysis, total analysis, involving what now? Efficient cause analysis, the material cause analysis. He talks about analysis means analysis or enquiry into the enquiry involves the enquiry into these four factors. It's not just asking who am I. Then only clear, doubt-free knowledge is possible. Okay. We'll go to the next one. Yetayor yadupadanam.
Ekam sukshmam tadavyayam.
Yathaiva mrudghatadinam. Vicharasoyamidrishah. Yetayor yadupadanam. Ekam sukshmam sadavyayam.
Yathaiva
mrudghatadinam vicharasoyamidrishah. He says, yetayoho, of these two causes, isn't it? He says, yad upadanam. Yad upadanam ekam sukshmam sad avyayam. Ekam sukshmam sat avyayam. I have to spit it. Sat plus avyayam becomes sadavyayam. Sat. Etayoho. That must be print must have gone.
Okay.
Etayoho. 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 Yat upadanam. Ekam sukshmam sat avyayam. Here we have talked about this. Because of the ajnanam, isn't it? This universe appears because of the ignorance. And the universe will resolve in knowledge. We've seen already, isn't it? Therefore, that ignorance and knowledge, yetayoho, of these ignorance and knowledge, in which the universe exists, in which the universe resolves. In the presence of which the universe appears, in the absence of which, isn't it? We have to say, there is ignorance and knowledge. There is ignorance of ignorance, and there is also knowledge. In the presence of which the universe appears, in the absence of which, or in the presence of the other knowledge which the universe resolves. That's two things. They both cannot coexist. The ignorance and knowledge cannot coexist. In the presence of one, other thing cannot be. If there is ignorance, there is no knowledge. In the presence of knowledge, ignorance cannot exist. Why? They are viruddha dharmo. Ignorance and knowledge are of opposite attributes, opposite dharmas. Therefore, they cannot coexist. Like mic is, computer also is. There is no problem. Why? They both are similar attributes. They both are opaque. Their presence of opaque, presence of one opaque object does not, what no? No, is not opposed to the presence of another opaque object. Because they are of same nature. And opposed to each other. There are so many opaque things are there. All of them, in its presence, other thing also can exist, coexist. Computer is, mic also is. Because they are of the same, you know, samana dharma. They are of the same attributes. But what of the light? Isn't it? In the presence of light, all the opaque objects can be there. There's no problem. That viruddha dharma. Not samana, not viruddha dharma. But in the presence of light, darkness cannot exist. One thing what cannot exist in the presence of light is darkness. Why? Viruddha dharma. They cannot coexist. So knowledge and ignorance cannot coexist. In the presence of one, the other thing cannot be there. If there's darkness, the darkness can be there only if there is no light. If there's light, darkness cannot be around. Similarly, in the presence of knowledge, ignorance cannot be there. When there is ignorance, it means there is no knowledge. Therefore, when there is ignorance, there is no knowledge, isn't it? Then the universe appears. In the wake of knowledge, the universe resolves. Why? What is the cause for the appearance of the Yajagat? Ignorance. Isn't it? Therefore, when it is ignorance because of which the Jagat appears. The Jagat is means all those things which go with the universe. Jagat is means life is means life will be what now? All the patches of opposites and problems and pains and pleasures and everything will be there together. All the turbulences, everything should go with that prapancha. So ignorance is Jagat appears. And ignorance goes, how? In the wake of jnanam, Jagat resolves. Therefore, but for both these things, for the ignorance also is, and the knowledge also is, isn't it? But for both of them, where does the knowledge exist? Where does the ignorance exist? Amazing, isn't it? Where does the knowledge exist? Where does the ignorance exist? See, for the darkness to have existence, it must be, what now? Object of knowledge. How can you say there is no light, there is darkness? How can you say darkness? If darkness is not an object of knowledge, you cannot talk about the object, darkness. Darkness is object of knowledge. Light also is object of knowledge. To say there is light, eyes are the instruments. To say there is no light, what is the same eyes? Is it clear now? So, darkness or light, perception of both the light and darkness, is it? For both of them, what is that which lends existence? Eyes. Okay? Your seeing power alone lends existence to, what now? Light and darkness. A blind, born blind person cannot know the meaning of darkness because he does not know the meaning of the light. For him, he has his understanding of darkness is different. Understand what I'm saying? There is darkness and light. The person who knows what the light is, he also knows what the darkness is. What the darkness is, he knows what the light is. Now what I want to say here, for the darkness and for the light, both are objects of knowledge. Both are objects of perception. Perceptible objects. Isn't it? What is that means of perception? What is that because of which you are able to know the darkness and the light? It is seeing power. It is seeing power, okay? Seeing power alone lends existence to the object called light and object called darkness. Is it clear? The phenomenon called darkness. I'm not talking about the blind person also has darkness. Isn't it? I'm talking about two phenomena. Light and darkness. Similarly, for his ignorance also, what now? Ignorance is object of knowledge. Even though they cannot coexist. But there is knowledge. Knowledge also is object of knowledge. Ignorance also is object of knowledge. Therefore, the both of them are objects of knowledge means both of them, for both the locus is the same. Where does the ignorance exist? Where does the knowledge exist? Knowledge and ignorance, both are states of mind, and any state of mind is a vrittihi. Ignorance also is an antahkarana vrittihi, knowledge also is antahkarana vrittihi. Two different states of mind, two different thought modifications, but both are thoughts. Before going to IKEA, there is ignorant vritti. After seeing a given object, there is knowledge of that object, isn't it? Vritti. Given object. So knowledge of any object is a vrittihi. Antakkarna vrittihi. Ignorance of a given object also is antakkarna vrittihi. Knowledge of anything is a state of mind, a thought. Ignorance of anything also is a state of mind, a thought. For both these thoughts, locus is one. Both have their existence in one thing. That one thing what is that which lends existence to the ignorance and the knowledge is what now? Sat, the existence, pure existence. Okay? And that existence is what? Avyayam, unchanging, unchangeable, indeclinable, unproducible, beginningless, endless. Like what? Here he gives the example here. Yatha eva. We will continue this next class, okay? Because I can't complete, because it needs, he begins now. From here, aprokshanubhuti will go like this. Mrit ghata adinam. Yatha mrit ghata adinam. Just as the clay is the existence for the different names and forms of earthen products. Ghata adinam, such as pot. Pot, etc. There are so many earthenwares, so many clay products. For all of them, clay is the what now? The existence. Because existence of clay is the existence of clay pot. Name and form pot cannot exist independent of the clay. It is the existence of the clay is the existence of the name and form part. Therefore, that which lends existence to the name and form part is the existence of the part. It's clear now? Ghata adinam means clay, part, etc. That means pane mudalevehalukku. Is it? To them, to all the earthen products such as pot, etc., how clay is the existence? Lends existence, the way clay itself becomes existence. Similarly, there is existence, there is some that we do not know. There is existence of this knowledge and ignorance. Clay is the existence of the name and form part. Similarly, there is existence of this ignorance and knowledge, the thought, name and form. Got it? And that existence is avyayam, indeclinable, imperishable, unchangeable, unchanging. Therefore, now clay with reference to the name and form part is the upadana karanam. Similarly, clay, the existence of the part is the upadana karanam. Similarly, that existence of the vrittis, ignorant vritti and jnana vritti, for both states of mind, existence is called upadanam of that vrittis, upadana karanam. What is that upadanam? We'll see next class. Quiet now. Upadanam of the vrittis.
Is satavyayam.
The existence, I said. Existence is the upadanam. Existence is the upadana karanam. What is existence? That which lends existence is the existence. Clay, with reference to the name and form pot, is the existence. Therefore, clay is the upadana karanam. Similarly, for the vrittis, ignorance and the knowledge, for these vrittis also, there is something which lends existence, which is the existence of the vrittis and vrittis. That existence is what now? Upadana karanam of the vrittis. I'm not completed it, okay? We'll continue next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.